Greetings, greetings, greetings. Hello and welcome. Welcome to this Wednesday edition of our Daily Bread. Today is July the 16th, or should I say Wednesday, July the 16th. And you might be saying to yourself, these guys sure sound like a broken record every time I listen in. But we are speeding through another month where it almost seems like we're halfway through July. Amen. We just celebrated the 4th of July, and I was talking to the pastors, and it's like now it seems like it's going to be, if you've ever seen some of those cartoons where they show somebody that's running up a hill, and then when they get to the top of the hill, they get over the top of the hill, and then on the other side of the hill, it's like, man, it's just a straight shot down. And that's how it feels like coming into this month of July, that now that we've passed the 4th of July holiday, it's like, man, it's going to be a straight shot from here on out, all the way to Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and then before we know it, we'll be ringing in 2026. Amen? Sounds kind of crazy, but let me welcome you here. Let me welcome you to First Kingdom Family Church Ministries, and we always make the confession before we start our service or we start the daily bread. If you've seen any of our messages on YouTube, you know Pastor Jesse has been starting his messages out with this, amen, where the Word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Again, if you need a friendly reminder, amen, the start of this year, Pastor Jesse spoke on that the Lord gave him the word transformation, amen. And that is what I pray. I know the pastors are praying that we've already gone halfway through this month, or this year. We've cut into half of this year already. And we pray that in some small way, you have seen the transformation in your life, whether it be here through the daily bread, whether it be on our YouTube, or whether it be in our in-person service. Amen. We pray that you've gotten a hold of that. We pray that you continually make that confession, and we pray that you are seeing the benefits of that. Amen. Whether that be taking extra time out of your day to spend with the Lord, spending extra time reading your Bible. Amen. Spending that little extra time in prayer. Amen. All those little things add up to the transformation that we are praying that you will receive this year. Amen. If you're new around here, we want to welcome you. Again, we want to welcome you to First Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. We pray you give us this month of July and see what God can do in your life through this ministries. Amen. And as always, each and every one of you that continues to be faithful, tuning in, whether it be in the morning, the afternoon, or the evening time, whether it be a couple of days later in the week you listen, we say thank you so much. We appreciate you very much. Amen. We understand everyone is very busy and everyone has a lot on their plate. So when we know you're taking time out to listen, amen, we appreciate that. And ultimately, God sees that, and that's what's most important. Amen, that God sees that you are spending time with him. Amen, you are spending time in your word. You're spending time in prayer. That's when God, I believe, is most pleased with us. Amen, that we are spending time with him in a relationship. Amen. Not to get off of what I'm wanting to share with you today, but You know, if you've ever had a boyfriend or if you've ever had a girlfriend, amen, to make that relationship work, what do you need to do? You need to spend time with that person, amen? And when you're spending time with that person, what do you normally do? You're talking about different things, amen? And you're enjoying that time that you're spending with that person, amen? And that's the same way our Heavenly Father wants our relationship to be with Him, amen? That we're spending time with Him in prayer, we're reading His Word, amen? We're following and leading, being led by the Holy Spirit's direction for us on a daily basis. All those good things add up to helping us transform this year, amen? So we hope you're getting a hold of that, amen? So with all of the welcomes and pleasantries out of the way, I will try not to take up too much of your time. Again, thank you for spending a little time with me here. I do have a small devotional. If you take notes or you have your Bible with you or you want to jot this down and read it out of your own Bible, you may do so. I know this year I've been trying to pay closer attention to Pastor Jesse, and he always comes up with clever titles for his messages, so I'm trying to follow suit with that. So, the Daily Bread title for today, if I had to put one to it, is entitled His Truth. Amen? His Truth. And the scripture I'll be giving you is found in Psalms chapter 43, verse 3. Psalms chapter 43, verse 3. And I'll read out two different versions of that for you. Amen? But again, He is the truth. I hope I got that right a few seconds ago, but it's going to be entitled, He is the truth. He is the truth. Amen? So, again, Psalms chapter 43, verse 3, it says, "Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to you, your dwelling." Amen? Again, that was Psalms chapter 43, verse 3. "Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling." Amen? Now, it says, when we are weak, the enemy may just try to sneak in and pepper us with lies to kick us while we're down. Amen? I know the past couple of days, speaking with Pastor Rose, she had been sensing that someone was battling depression or feeling lonely. Amen? And to be honest, we've all been there at some time. Amen? And it seems like those attacks come more frequently to some than others. Amen. And again, I mentioned at the start of this, we know everyone has a lot on their plate. A lot of folks are being pulled in one direction and another direction with family members, with work, amen, with different things, children, amen. So we get it. But let's see what God's going to tell us today. Amen. It says, when we are weak, the enemy may just try to sneak in and pepper us with his lies. That sounds like something he does. Amen. And often does. Amen. To kick us while we're down. And how many of us know that seems like a norm sometimes? Amen. It's an incredible, effective tactic. Amen. I'm going to repeat that again. It says, it's an incredible, effective tactic. Amen. Now, our best line of defense is to surround ourselves with the truth. Amen? I'm going to repeat that again. It says, our best line of defense is to surround ourselves with the truth. It says, read it, think it, pray it, declare it. Amen? Our best line of defense is to surround ourselves with the truth. Amen? Now, in John chapter 1, verse 1, we read that the Word was with God in the beginning. Amen? And the Word was God. Amen? Now, in Psalms chapter 119, verse 160, it says, "The very essence of your words is truth." Using simple logic, we put these scriptures together and we derive the following. If the word is God and the word is truth, then God is truth. Amen? I'll repeat that again. It says, if the word is God and the word is truth, then God is truth. Amen? Now, I'm going to say this, or should I say, I'm going to read this confession out loud. You can write it down or you can repeat it after I read it out, however you want to do it. But the confession that goes along with this first part that I read sounds like this. God, you are the truth. I can believe everything you say. And finally, it says, lead me with your truth today. Isn't that good? Isn't that a good confession? Amen. A confession that we can write down and use on a daily basis. Amen. God, you are the truth. I can believe everything you say. Lead me with your truth today. Amen. That's almost so good you want to write it down. Keep it by your sink in the morning or even put it up on your mirror. That way when you're getting ready to finish up preparing for your day, you can make that confession out loud. Amen? Again, our scripture for today is Psalms 43:3. It says, send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Amen? Again, send me your light, your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Amen? Now, it says, when you find yourself believing the lies of the enemy, turn to God's word. Amen? That's key right there in what I'm trying to share with you today. Amen? If you take anything away from what I've been speaking on, that's it right there. When you find yourself believing lies of the enemy, turn to God's word. Amen. At some point or another, we've all gone through that situation where the devil has gotten into our thoughts and just started bombarding our minds with lies, trying to bring us down even lower than we feel, you know, especially if we're having a bad day. But what does it say right here? It says, when you find yourself believing the lies of the enemy, turn to God's word. God's word is what? The Bible. Amen? It says, find your encouragement, joy, peace, and strength in his ever-changing truth. Amen? Ever-changing truth. Amen? It says, no matter how many lies you have believed in the past or how many you are believing right now, amen. It says you can shut that deceptive voice down by saturating yourself in the truth of God's word. Amen. It sounds simple enough. You might be sitting there saying, Andrew, you don't know what I've gone through this week. Andrew, you don't know what I've gone through this month. Andrew, you don't know what I've gone through this year. And to be honest, maybe I don't. Amen. But what I do know is, what did I just read? It says, no matter how many lies you have believed in the past or how many you are believing right now as you're listening to this, it says you can shut that deceptive voice down by saturating yourself in the truth of God's word. Amen? God's word. And what is in God's word that tells us he loves us? Amen? You are loved. You are cherished. You are precious to to our Heavenly Father. Amen? Now, I'll read this confession and we will wrap up this edition of the Daily Bread. Amen? It says, Father, thank you for your word that declares truth. Amen? I'm going to repeat that again. It says, Father, thank you for your word that declares truth. It says, I seek you out today to dispel the lies that are surrounding me. Amen? I'm going to repeat that again. It says, I seek you out today to dispel the lies that are surrounding me. Amen? And that's our part. We're doing our part. Amen? That's us showing God that, you know what? I'm having a tough time right now, but I'm in your word. I'm doing my part. And I know you're going to do yours. Amen? And finally, it says, I know you are good, and you will show me what is right. Amen? I'm going to repeat that again. It says, I know you are good, and you will show me what is right. Amen? As long as we're doing our part, amen, God's not going to turn his back on you. God's not going to put you on hold. God's not going to tell you to wait. Give me a bit. No. What does it say right here? It says, I know you are good and you will show me what is right. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of He is truth. Amen. Psalms chapter 43, 3. Amen. I'll leave you with this question. What lies do you need to expose to God's truth today? Amen. What lies do you need to expose to God's truth today? Amen. Take a few minutes and ponder that for a bit. Amen. Now, as I always end these, amen, I give this confession out that when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Every area, every area, every area. God wants to be a part of your life. Amen? I do apologize for going a little bit over, you know. I try and keep these very short because I know time is precious to everyone. Again, we know everyone is busy, so I try not to keep you around too long. Amen? Just get in, give you what you need to hear, and get out, and have a blessed rest of the week, you know. Amen. So I don't have a calendar in front of me, but praise God. I think Pastor Rose will be with you next Wednesday. And again, we just want to say thank you so much for each and every one of you that continues to listen in. Amen. We appreciate you greatly. Amen. I pray you have a blessed rest of this week. Amen. As always, be prayed up. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Listen to that inner voice of the Holy Spirit guiding you on a daily basis. Amen. To not go here, to go here, to do this, don't do that. Amen. It's very critical, very important, especially in the times that we are living in right now. Amen. It's not meant to scare you or get you all scared. No, it's just a friendly reminder. Amen. That we are living in the last days and that we need to take everything serious, amen, and we need to be prayed up. We need to have our relationship with our Heavenly Father as strong as possible, amen, going into the rest of this year 2025, amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of your week. Again, thank you for spending some time here. Pastor Rose will be with you next Wednesday, amen, and every Sunday evening, our Sunday morning service is posted on our YouTube. Amen. So if you are following us there, I just want to say a quick thank you. We appreciate your views. Amen. We always encouraging dropping a comment, subscribing to our channel. Amen. And turning on that notification bell. That way, every time we drop a video, it gives you an alert. Amen. So thumbs up, comment. Amen. Tune in. And we say thank you so much. Amen. So Pastor Rose will be with you again next Wednesday. Have a blessed rest of this week. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday. Be blessed.